The ancient method of refining precious metals is still used today. A craftsman will subject gold and silver to intense heat in a metal container called a crucible until it melts. Then the hot molten metal is carefully stirred, the impurities are brought to the top, and they are then skimmed off. The process is dangerous, it's time-consuming, and it's painstaking. But what emerges is beautiful, lustrous, and of great worth. Now, all of us, in the course of our life, and maybe even now, are going through times of adversity. And when we are in adversity, we feel like we are in a fiery, hot crucible. If you were at Mass yesterday, I mentioned at that time that the book of Sirach that we're reading between now and Ash Wednesday was written during a time where Israel was in a very hot crucible. Antiochus Epiphanes wanted to Hellenize the Jewish people. That is, he wanted to make them Greek. He wanted them to speak the Greek language. He wanted them to adopt the Greek culture, and he wanted to eradicate Judaism. And it's into this context, into this crucible, that our writer expresses to us today words that we all need to hear. Because you see, we need to know how to deal with life when we are in adversity. And in verses 1 and 5 of today's text, we have these words. My child, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for testing. For gold is tested in the fire, and those found acceptable in the furnace of humiliation. Have you discovered that it is through your trials that you are primarily sanctified? It's when you have gone through times of great difficulty that we make one of two choices. These are times when we either draw closer to the Lord in trusting humility, or our hearts become embittered and hardened, and we push the Lord away. As I mentioned yesterday, the book of Sirach is one of the books of wisdom. And at the heart of wisdom is understanding to see the world from the perspective of God. Seeing the world from the perspective of God is what it means in the Bible to be a wise man, to be a wise woman. And here today, Sirach is wanting us to have a perspective from God's point of view as to how we face times of tribulation. Listen again to three lines of this wonderful reading. Sirach counsels us, set your heart right and be steadfast. Cling to God and do not depart. Accept whatever befalls you. Now, I want to think with you about this idea. What does it mean to set your heart right and to be steadfast? Well, Sirach answers the question for us a little later in our reading, in verses 7, 8, and 9, where three times he uses the word fear. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy. You who fear the Lord, trust in him. You who fear the Lord, hope for what is good. Those who fear the Lord are setting their heart right as they wait, trust, and hope in God. What does it mean to fear God? It means to have an interior confidence in God that amidst all of life's trials and difficulties, we affirm that he is with us. So when our hearts are set on him, we can cling to him and accept whatever befalls us. People who are doing this are learning what it is to be patient and recollected in our interior lives. Now, right at the beginning of our reading, there's a verse that I wish I'd known when I was in my 20s. you're not quite in your 20s, but you're early 30s, so pay attention to this. That do not be impetuous in times of calamity. Man, that's good advice. But, you know, I had time to think about that, and I got a failing grade. That how often I become impetuous in times of calamity. Because I'm married, you can just ask Peggy, and she'd be able to tell you. As I reflect back on the calamitous times in my life, I have often responded in a hasty and an emotional way. But to grow in wisdom is to learn the interior way of peace that allows us to accept life circumstances with patience. And as Sirach says in verse 4, accept whatever befalls you, and in times of humiliation, or another word is trial, be patient. We can't do this on our own. We need the Holy Spirit. But we need to meditate on texts like this. We have to allow the Word of God to so penetrate our minds and our hearts that this is the center from which we are living, and not to allow crises to govern our interior response. And so lastly, Sirach says at verse 6, trust in him and he will help you. Make your way straight and hope in him. Sirach, the wisdom of Solomon, the Proverbs, Job, the Psalms, Ecclesiastes are the wisdom books. And each and every one of them will say, trust in him and he will help you. Make your way straight and hope in him. So when trials affect us, what are we to do? Just take the next step. The next thing we can do on the path of our lives, being guided by God and trusting and hoping in him. What wisdom is found here? So worthy of our thoughtful meditation as we live through the crucible that is life in this world. Because we believe in a way that Sirach didn't know, because he didn't know Jesus the way we do. We believe that as we go through this crucible, we will come out as pure gold, holy and righteous in God's sight.